Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Brandon Kravitz here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast. For all of the latest fantasy content, check out rotowire.com/poddfsadvice, betting advice, weekly rankings, and more. Be sure to check that out. Let's take a look at some of the big news from last night's Monday Night Football game. We had a Dallas win and cover. They entered the evening 2-point underdogs, the total sitting at around 38 before kickoff. So the over just barely hit at a total of 39. It was a Dallas win 23-16 against the New York Giants. We may be seeing a takeover in the Cowboys backfield, or at least an even split. Tony Pollard received 13 carries and Zeke toted the rock 15 times, but Pollard was explosive and clearly the better runner. He finished the night with 105 yards on the ground, averaging 8.1 yards per carry. Zeke finished with 73 and a score. So both backs looked good, but the buy low window on Tony Pollard is officially closed. It was good to see CeeDee Lamb get involved in even more in the passing game last night. 12 targets, he caught 8 of them and finished with 87 and a score. For the Giants, the news is grim for their top wide receiver. Sterling Shepard is scheduled to undergo additional tests Tuesday after a left knee injury that he suffered in last night's loss to the Cowboys. The Giants fear that the receiver's season could be over. Quick word on Dak Prescott before we move on to other news around the league. Prescott has a thumb injury. He's been out since the end of week one against the Bucks, and he said before last night's game that he isn't ruling out a return for week four against Washington, and this would fall in line with the Cowboys' decision to not place him on the IR. Appears to be good news for Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions. He underwent tests on his right ankle yesterday, and while the results were encouraging, the receiver's status for week four against Seattle is still unknown. But word is that his injury isn't a long-term issue, so he avoided a big one there. Mac Jones may require surgery on a high ankle sprain that he sustained in Sunday's loss to the Ravens. He's slated for a multi-game absence, and if that is indeed the case, we'll be looking at the Brian Hoyer or Bailey Zappe show in New England. The Browns received a scare with their best defensive player, Myles Garrett, involved in a pretty serious crash that involved his car flipping multiple times. He was rushed to the hospital, but has been released since. His agent, Nicole Lynn, also disclosed that Garrett didn't break any bones in the accident, but the nature of the defensive end's injuries are still not known, and we really won't have a better idea until the team releases a week four practice report ahead of Sunday's game against Atlanta. Let's get you a couple of names to target on your local waiver wire today. At quarterback, look no further than Trevor Lawrence. Looks like he's headed towards a breakout season. Last 2 weeks, over 225 passing yards, multiple touchdowns, and most importantly for Trevor, no turnovers. The running back ad is obvious if you can find him. Khalil Herbert, an absolute monster on Sunday for the Bears in the absence of David Montgomery. Montgomery's listed as day-to-day, so he could come back and ruin all of that value, but Herbert should be owned 100% across the board with how good he looked. A premium handcuff. Wide receiver Romeo Dobbs balled out for the Packers. He'll be a popular ad this week, as will Mac Hollins of the Raiders. He really stepped up in the absence of Hunter Renfro. And how about a tight end for you? Jets tight end Tyler Conklin, 24 targets in 3 weeks. That's tied for third amongst all tight ends in the NFL. Let's turn to the betting side of things. Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15, earn a risk-free bet up to $1,500. The Yankees fell short of clinching the AL East last night with a 3-2 loss to the Blue Jays, but they'll get another crack at it tonight with Gerrit Cole on the mound. Feels like a nice, safe play with all that juice around Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees. You can find the Yankees money line around minus 108. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.